This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, according to Johns Hopkins University, approximately 286,000 people have died from COVID-19. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the United States, the death toll is more than 80,000 people with 1.3 million confirmed infections. President Donald Trump insisted Monday his administration has met the moment and prevailed on coronavirus testing, even as the White House itself became a potent symbol of the risk facing Americans every day and everywhere by belatedly ordering everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask. Mr. Trump addressed the Rose Garden, an audience filled with mask-wearing administration officials, some appearing publicly with face coverings for the first time during the pandemic, after two aides tested positive for COVID-19 late last week. The startling sight served only to further highlight the challenge the president faces in instilling confidence in a nation still reeling from the pandemic. A new type of coronavirus test offers a cheaper, quicker way to screen for infections, moving the U.S. toward the kind of mass screening that experts say is essential to returning millions of Americans to school and work. But the first so-called antigen test, announced Saturday by the Food and Drug Administration, is not quite the kind sought by top government health officials. It is less accurate than the current gold standard for testing and can only be run on specialized equipment. A new report says that New York City's death toll from the coronavirus may be thousands of fatalities, worse than officials tally kept by the city and state. The analysis released Monday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control found that between March and May, about 24,000 more people had died in the city than researchers normally expect. This is VOA News. The White House is recommending that all nursing home residents and staff be tested for the coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told governors on a video conference call Monday that it's the federal government's strong recommendation that such testing be done. Dr. Deborah Birx, the task force coordinator, told governors to focus over the next 2 weeks on testing all 1 million nursing home residents. She says the White House will help states that need it. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson set out a cautious plan Monday for how the UK's lockdown measures would slowly be lifted. The government published a 51-page document outlining the strategy that includes a staged reopening of businesses and advice on public transport and wearing face coverings, as well as a 14-day quarantine for most international arrivals. Speaking in Parliament, Johnson said the government would not be too hasty in removing restrictions. The United Kingdom has one of the world's highest official COVID-19 death tolls, and after criticism that he was slow to order a lockdown, Johnson is concerned by the prospect of a second wave of infection, but he's also been accused of putting out confusing advice on the new strategy. Opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer said Monday the government had given mixed messages that did not address the public's basic practical questions about going back to work. A new outbreak of coronavirus cases in South Korea has sent officials scrambling to stop its spread in the densely populated capital city of Seoul. Officials reported over 30 new infections across the country as of midnight on Sunday, the highest daily numbers in more than a month. The country had been lauded for its early action in slowing the pandemic, but on Sunday, President Moon Jae-in warned of a second wave. Twitter announced Monday that it will start alerting users when a tweet makes disputed or misleading claims about the coronavirus. The new rule is the latest in a wave of stricter policies that tech companies are rolling out to control an outbreak of virus-related misinformation on their sites. Facebook and Google, which owns YouTube, have already put similar systems in place. The announcement signals that Twitter is taking its role in amplifying misinformation more seriously, but how the platform enforces the new policy will be the real test, with company leaders already tamping down expectations. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.